there's a minig among firstborns, Tainis Bechorim, the Erev Pesach, that the firstborns have to fast. So in lieu, the minig seems to be, in lieu of fasting, they make a siyum, or they hear a siyum, they attend a siyum. So generally speaking, it's an issue if it's totally different reasons. Let's say you can't attend a siyum. So number one, you don't need a minyan, and if you have, you make your own siyum, you can make your own siyum. That's number one. You don't need a minyan. Finish a masechta, make a siyum, and then you could eat. Let's assume you're not making a siyum, and you can't be at a siyum because you're traveling. This year will be a problem because you can't leave your house. So we'll get to that in a minute. But generally speaking, it's the opposite problem. Everyone's traveling. You're going to your parents, grandparents, in-laws, hotels, and therefore you're not in shul, or even if you are, the siyum's later. So what about listening to a siyum over the phone, or as we'll see today, Zoom? And also, by the way, it's not just a siyum. If one's at a bris milah, if you have a milah on Erev Pesach, you could also eat, as is the famous tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda, who was very upset that the minhag people used to postpone, push off a bris. I guess I'm assuming it wasn't like in the beginning of the year, and it wasn't like in a city where they had many brisim every day, but let's assume it was close. I don't know if it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I don't know exactly at what point they started pushing off the bris, or it could be, I'm assuming it was a baby that was already pushed off, so you weren't going to do day eight anyway. So once it's a Miyah Shalom Bitzmana, we might as well wait until we could get a siyum out of it, or I should say until we get the meal out of it that we could eat. So the Noda Yehuda screams Chai V'Kayim, number one, on both accounts. He says, number one, you can't put a meal Shalom Bitzmana, you have to do the first passable day. Just like there's a Chiyah of a meal of Bitzmana on day eight, Mila Shalom Bizmana, if the baby's ready on day 10, you can't wait to day 14. There's no statute of limitations that once Kevin Shenitcha Nitcha, that once it's pushed off, you can push it off as much as you want. You got to do it as soon as possible. So he said, number one, it's a terrible practice. I think in Breuer's, I don't know if they still have it or if they ever had it, but I heard that they don't let you do a bris. A meal shalom bizmana on Sunday, a low plug, even if it is your day, because they don't want people pushing it off Sunday. Of course, Sunday, everyone's off work, you get together. So the Noda B'Yehuda was very against this practice of pushing off a meal shalom bizmana. In fact, there's a truth of the Dvar Avram. It's a big discussion in the postgame. Let's say you have two brisim on the same day. Which one do you do first? So Pashtus, you do the meal of Bizmana. Either Tadeh V'Sheino Tadeh Tadeh Kodem, you do the Chol like a Tashlumin. You do the Chova first, then you do the Tashlumin. However, there's I think it's the Dvar Avram, or some of Farshim bring down, they know you should do the meal of Shalom Bizmana, because V'Yom HaShemini, you have the whole day to do it. But every moment you push off a meal of Shalom Bizmana, it's a problem. So therefore, you do a meal shalom bizmana first. But either way, I think the minhag is to do a meal of bizmana. But the point being here, the Noda B'Yehuda is very against this practice of pushing off a meal shalom bizmana even for an extra day. And that was the custom broyer. So therefore, if it's Yom HaShemini, then go ahead and have the Suda. You don't need to see him. But if it's a meal shalom bizmana, the Noda B'Yehuda says it's, number one, who says that's a big, number one, it's also to do, he says, and secondly, who says a meal shalom bizmana is a big enough simcha that you can do it? Then who says you're allowed to have a suda on a fast day if you're supposed to be fasting? So he's against that practice. So what should one do? So I heard from Rav Schechter or others that for a siyum, it's okay, you don't have to be there. If you call it in, or if you certainly Zoom, you've been mishtatev b'simcha, so then you're part of the, was it, was any different than the person sitting there doing nothing, so you're listening from afar. So Rav Shachter thought it was fine. You could zoom in and listen to a siyum remotely, especially because, see, it works. This year it's working because you can't leave your home. Other years it's working because you can't, you're not going to be around, you're traveling. And then there's a discussion from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin has a, I don't know, a big Kiddush, or maybe he's just saying it anyway because there's no other option. He's saying if you're really stuck, you can't make your own Siyum, you can't hear a Siyum from someone else. So obviously, the option's always the other fast. But if you can't fast, or don't want to fast, so he says you could give tzedakah and be pulled to the fast. So, do we have, you could make a Siyum by yourself, you don't need a minion, that's probably the best thing. But if not, then you could zoom into another Siyum, preferably, I guess, someone you know, you share in with the Simcha more. But, and in terms of a milah, if you're fortunate to have a milah bizmana on Erev Pesach, that takes care of it. And if not, according to Rav Henkin, you could even be pulled there with the tzedakah.